It's the Christina LaFrance Show. Time to welcome 1-2 Radio's Long Island psychic medium, Christina LaFrance.
Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. This is your host, Christina LaFrance, and you are listening live to the Christina LaFrance Show. Welcome, everybody. Happy Tuesday to you. Hope everybody is enjoying the day, and we're about a week out from Christmas, I think. I don't know. Did you guys get your shopping done? I think I might be almost done, but, you know, a couple of last-minute things that I have to get done today. I got to write myself a list, guys, because I'm just out there floating around thinking I have all the time in the world, but you know how that goes. But today, we're going to have a conversation about the different dimensions that are all around us. And I definitely have a little bit of an experience to talk about that I had during meditation this morning. And I have an amazing guest who's going to join me, and we're going to talk, we're going to find out what he's been up to and talk about the different dimensions that exist. Welcome to the show, Oliver.
Thank you, Christina. You know, as always, you know, I sit here and I look at your picture because I can, because I'm here at my computer. You're so beautiful.
Oh, that's very sweet. What do you want? You want to borrow money?
I want you to come to PV so we can have fun again. That's our standing conversation every time we're on the air together. Is like in PV, you know, like it seems like, you know how they say, you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, or you know, whatever. But not when it comes to PV. What happens in PV? Everybody gets to know.
Well, they get to know 90% of it. We do keep 10% of it to ourselves because we don't want to get thrown off radio. But no, I'm kidding.
I know it's internet radio. Can they
throw us off?
I don't know.
You think Jay would throw us off radio if it got to be too much? I think he'd laugh his ass off.
No, I actually think that he loves the fact that we are just being crazy and just being us. So
yeah, for sure. I miss PV. Do you realize, I don't even want these words to come out of my mouth, but I have not been to PV or seen you in a year.
What?
Yeah, it's been a year. The last time I was in PV was in November.
Oh, you're right. Oh my freaking God.
It's been a year. I know. It doesn't seem that long, Oliver, but it's been a year. And gosh, my life has changed so much since I got back into the U.S. after being with you in Mexico. My life took a really weird change.
we were talking about dimensions. I mean, that's a different dimension.
It really was, because I went from being swinging single and just partying and traveling over.
You did better than I did.
We had a lot of fun, though, being single, didn't we?
No, you had a lot of fun being single. Now, let's be honest here.
Yeah, I did. We did role reversal, me and Oliver. We really did. It was quite interesting. But yeah,
I can tell you something out there, and it is not to offend anybody, but Christina put every gay man out there to shame.
Yeah, I went from being like by myself for like, what, I don't know, it was like 5 years that I didn't date. I had been separated. God, I got separated 8 years ago, and I was like by myself for 5 years. Like, I never went on a date. Oliver used to say to me, why don't you go on a date, Christina? I'd be like, you're out of your goddamn mind. I would never do that. And then I got the courage to start dating, and then it just went into this whirlwind of a lot of fun, a lot of traveling, I met a lot of really interesting people. I mean, I had a great time. I did it right. You know, I'll never regret being, you know, and I remember when I was single, I remember thinking, I am just having so much fun. Like, this is really a lot of fun, you know? And then when it wasn't fun anymore, it just wasn't, right? But I don't regret a moment of it. It was blissful. It was amazing. I got to travel. I got to see you quite often. And That was wonderful. But yeah, I
Well,
just,
you
yeah.
are literally the one of my friends. Well, actually, you're the only friend I had who consistently came to see me.
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah. I
because it
had a
was
great
like I,
time.
because I was like, guys, I have this place. Why are you not just packing your bags and coming down here? Seriously, nobody. Okay,
No, I
well, you're
did it.
missing
I
out.
just
You did it,
every
and
3 months.
wasn't it awesome?
It was. I will think about those times every other, week. I'll sit down and I'll think about them, and I'll just have this big smile on my face, because that's like, I remember just being there on one of the trips and sitting on the beach with you, and as we did. And I remember just thinking, and I don't know if I said it out loud, but if I did, I don't remember, but just thinking like, this will be an amazing memory one day.
It just came up my my picture memory the other day here. Like I think it was yesterday it came up. Christina and Oliver in PB, something like that. So
God,
yeah,
so
yeah,
fun.
it
So
was
fun.
fun.
Yeah, we had such amazing times, and more to come, because I'm
Oh
definitely gonna get back there. As soon as you get back there, we'll start
I
planning and
will.
scheming.
I'll be back there. I'll be back there soon. But when we talked about you asked me this morning. No, actually, what is it this morning or yesterday? You asked, what is it? So let's talk about, and what are we talking about? It's like, and we both were talking about dimensions, and but wouldn't you agree that dimensions they fall into so many different categories? Like it's not just one category, but like you having the life that you had after you divorced and spent 7 years single, and then you decide to go out and date. I mean, we're talking about different dimensions from being married, single, and dating again, and then going to PV and having those fun moments, right? Those are almost like different dimensions
They
happening
really are.
parallel.
They're
Yeah.
different timelines that we get to jump into
Yeah.
within our 3D reality, right? And then we'll talk about the other, and that's so true. And then the other dimensions that exist right here, that, it's interesting, because I had a dream the other night. It woke me up. I don't know who this woman was, but she was talking to me, and I barely could see her, but she was giving me all this information, and I woke up like really wanting to write it down, or remember, because how sometimes you fall back asleep and you forget, right?
Yeah.
And I know I remember her saying to me that there is no veil, Christina, and it was interesting, because I remember that part. But then I was meditating this morning. I have this fabulous tub in my new townhouse. I mean, I think it's my most favorite thing, besides David in the townhouse, but my most absolute favorite thing is this tub. And you know how I love my baths, and I usually throw on a little bit of singing bowls or something soothing to close my eyes and do a little meditation in the morning. And I saw her in my meditation, and she was walking towards me, and it looked so real. And I said, God, you look so real. And she said, I am real. And I said, oh. And she called me by name, and then she said, there is no veil. And I thought, wow, there's the message again. There
Wow.
is no veil. It's right here. And then she just kind
Wow.
of disappeared.
Oh, you have no clue. You should see my skin right now.
Yeah, I got it too. Me too. The chicken skin is
Oh.
massive.
Oh,
I know. It is
Jesus.
so, it's wild, because she really wanted to get that message to me, because she came to me in a dream, and then she came to me in a meditation, and she called me by name. So I would imagine she was, an ancestor or a guide, or I don't know. Maybe it was me who exists in another dimension that's right here.
Oh
Yeah.
wow, this is insane.
That's interesting, right? And
And
I
it's
know that
hot,
you said that you
and
had
it's hot
something.
in my room right now. I can tell you that, like, where I'm sitting at my computer is hot. The
Wow.
heat is on.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Didn't you say you had something that happened to you recently?
Yes, because I am well, okay, so circling around everything that's sort of like I keep saying that I feel like I live in a twilight zone because of everything that sort of is going on in my life, right? And
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sort of trying to separate myself from everything that's on the outside of myself and going like, because I don't know, Christina, but do you know that sense when you plant yourself in it? It's like being in the middle of the hurricane, right? But when you sort of pull yourself out of it and you see from the outside, it's like, really? Are you part of this?
Yeah,
So
I know what
that's
you're saying.
so
That's,
that so that's
yeah.
what's like been my experience lately, which I'm where I'm gonna talk about, like where my dimension thing comes in, is that like I feel as I've been like I was talking to, okay, so this came about because I was talking to a client the other day, because everybody's talking about the world and what's going on, and people are scared and anxious and depressed and whatever they are, right? I get it. I really get it. And she said to me, Oliver, but what about you? I mean, I said, I don't know. I talk in meditation. I keep hearing, trust.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
she was so gracious, my beautiful client. She said, well, the message that you get from your guides, they usually speak the truth. So trust. But that is a separation itself, where you separate it from what it is that's going on around you, where you rise above almost into a different dimension, where you see what's going on, because you see things from a bird's perspective.
Observer.
I think that we are so accustomed, or we are conditioned to see things from a frog's perspective, almost like reading a newspaper very close. You can't see what's around it, right? We only see right in front of us, right? And I have been given this message consistently for quite a while right now, that I cannot see things from that point of view. I have to rise above it
Yeah.
and feel the sense that trust
Yeah,
the
because that's
process.
the soul view. That's what you're speaking of, the soul view.
That's
Yeah.
why I got goosebumps when you were talking.
Yeah. It's true. You get these moments of clarity. Like, I know that when I go, but when I finally sold my, I mean, you guys know I sold my house, but I finally went to closing, right? I was like 6 weeks in the making, but they kept postponing it. But anyway, the house is gone, and I retrieved my cat that was stuck in the house. Thank God. And but anyway, so yeah, she was in the wall. She didn't want to come out. She was like, "I'm going down with this ship." She was not leaving that house. So we had to starve her out, like not give her
Sorry.
any food or water, and we set a trap for her. So she finally jumped in the trap because she was starving. But sounds mean, but we had to get her out of there. But anyway, she's safe with us now. And
It's
I used to walk. I know it's funny. I used to walk like right by my house, this beautiful beach. And I just know that whenever I used to start walking, I would just get taken over by these huge, beautiful trees that would be along the trail to get to the beach. And I would just get myself into this state where I would be observing everything in my senses and the beauty of where I was. And it would take me to that place that you talk about, right? I would get those glimmers of like being the observer, and that, I don't know, it was like being one with nature. Like I can't explain it in a way that, I mean, how do I say it? It's like, it's almost an out of body experience, you know? Just really hanging over all of it and just viewing it from this
That's
different
exactly it.
perspective.
That's exactly
Yeah,
it, what you're explaining
I
there.
love it. I love it. Yeah, that's called being in the moment too, right? That's what disappears when it's interesting because I've been having a lot of thought process around that whole thing, but also the body, right? Because it's like I remember a time when I was so out of touch, well, out of touch with my body, in a sense, because I was so in the spirit realm. I was doing so many readings. It was constant mediumship, and you know what it's like when you're doing mediumship all the time. It's like really all I ever did in the past, right? And I had to go to that in between place to be able to access the messages, and I was just there so much. I got so out of touch with my body. And I think it's like sometimes for us when we're on this this spiritual journey, we can tend to lean to one side too much. Sometimes we get too involved in our 3D body and world and the surroundings around us. And sometimes we get too caught up in the spirit world, right? And I think that our purpose here is to embrace both and to be able to do that elegant dance with both sides of us, because we are these blood bone beings, but we also are these amazing spiritual beings that, you know, live forever, right? And interchange into these different lives. But I just remember like being so out of touch with my body, and I've been giving it like a lot of, I would forget to eat. Like the entire day would go by, I wouldn't eat. I was so out of it. I was so into like what I was doing, but I've been giving that a lot of thought lately, you know, and I've been giving it thought because I've had a couple of clients that have been dealing with some pretty serious illnesses that they're, you know, looking for guidance to, you know, come out on the other side of. And, you know, and a lot of clients have been reaching out lately, not only for that, but also for really trying to put the pieces together about manifesting, right? And how, you know, I'm sick of this, and I really want to know the formula, you know? And it's like, it's been giving me a lot of pause and thought, you know, when I'm being asked these questions. But, you know, it really is about having that beautiful dance with both. So when we're trying to heal the body, we can't ignore it like it doesn't exist, right? It's like, it will take time. You know, that's the thing. We think that if we go the spiritual route and we manifest healing, that we're just poof, we're going to heal. But that's not really how it works, right? We really have to honor the body and go through the process of the illness with the body, you know, and honor that other side as well, knowing that we have what it takes as spiritual beings having this human experience. We have what it takes, genetically inclined to direct the body to heal. But we also can't forget that the body has to process through what it needs to process through. So it's like everybody's in a hurry to try to get that illness to dissipate from the body, but we really have to honor the body and the process that it'll go through, and what with the work that we have to do to get the body back on track. You know, and that goes for manifesting as well. You know, we can't ignore that we have bills, or we can't ignore that we're in debt, or we can't ignore that we have childhood trauma, or we have trauma from this or whatever. We can't ignore those things and have happy thoughts and think that they're going to go away and we're going to manifest what we want into our lives. That's not the way that it works. We have to honor those things that we've been through. It's not to preservate on them and to stay involved in the pain, but to honor it, you know, and to process it.
But you're really hitting it on the nail. No, you really
are. You do that to me. You do that to me.
No, seriously. You know, the way you're just like explaining it right now is that, yeah. No, because those were exactly my thoughts the other day. We can't just walk around in La La Land, and go, okay, I hate my life right now. Now I'm just going to think about the positive, and that's going to
I'm just going to ignore it and be positive. You know, that blows up in our faces every time. It just does.
It's sort of okay, so I have a pile of shit here right now. Now I'm going to put gold on it. Yeah, but the pile of shit is still going to be right underneath it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's
that's a perfect way. That's a perfect analogy. It's the truth. That's why shadow work is so essential. And people are like, ugh, shadow work, so you don't want to do it.
No, digging out where you're at and figuring out what it is that's going on in you. It
takes work.
It does take work. That's the perfect tower card in in the tarot deck. That's the tower.
It is.
And I try to tell people this when they say, oh, I got the tower. I said, that is the perfect card.
Perfect card to pull, yeah.
It's beautiful. That means that your foundation is cracked. Go down and fix it so you can build something solid upon
it. That's so true. When people call me and tell me, Christina, my life is literally a pile of shit right now, I say, that's good. They're like, excuse me? I'm like, no, that's actually good. That's when you know the spirit world is at work in your life. When your life is crumbling and turning into a pile of shit, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I have a couple of clients now that are dealing with, all of a sudden they just, one is popping out of a relationship that they've been in for a very long time and never thought they would leap out of it, right? And one is starting to date after 20 years of not dating. And it's like they're both in the same energy, right? Because they're stepping out into the unknown, you know? And it's interesting because it's like both of them have the same energy of like, I don't want to move into, you know, better the devil you know than the devil you don't. Is that the saying? I don't want to move into that new energy because I know it's going to drum up all this and it all this trauma from my past, or all my edges are going to start to show through. And it's so true. I can attest to that 100%, right? It's like anything new that we do, we go get a new job, we get a new relationship, we get a new home, whatever it is, there's always going to be those edges that are going to pop out. That's, we don't want to cover over that with potpourri or gold, as Oliver said. We don't want to cover over that stuff that pops up or think to ourselves, I'm doing something wrong. I finally got the great relationship, but why are all these old behaviors surfacing? Or why am I feeling depressed? Or why am I feeling this way? That's actually a beautiful thing because it's actually bringing to the surface what needs to be faced. You know, so you know, it's Jay who said it. I listen, I'm going to tell you something, and Jay, he's
Jay,
going to love
Jay,
this.
Jay, Jay is amazing,
I
actually.
love listening to him, and I always try to get in on the archives if I can't listen live. But the other day, this is going to make Jay laugh, I got in the car and I don't know where the hell I was going, but I plugged in my phone and I must have been listening to One Two Radio. I had the app up on my phone. And I, you know, I was going over something in my head that was currently happening in my life, and I was thinking, oh, this sucks. Like I'm feeling very uncomfortable. Like I don't want to deal with this old behavior that has surfaced and is making me feel so uncomfortable. It's like pinching me, you know? And all of a sudden I plug in my phone and there's Jay's wonderful voice that I love to listen to. He's got such a calm, soothing voice. And he was talking about, it's like the spirit world just connected the whole thing. And I don't exactly know the words that he used, but he talked about how when things are going wrong in our lives, not to say, why is this happening to me, but why is this happening for me? And I got the chills. And I literally had to pull my car over, but I had to catch my breath and just be like, thank you, universe. Thank you for that beautiful message that you facilitated through this amazing man. You know, like it just was such perfect timing, you know, because I got to sit back and just take a deep breath and say, yes, universe, this is happening for me. Show me the way through. This is happening for me. Because I could have chose to cover it up and had positive thoughts. And sometimes that is an accurate thing to do, but most of the time it's not. It's not appropriate sometimes. It definitely
Also,
wasn't appropriate for me to try to cover it. Yeah.
and sometimes it's not that it's like being thrown towards you, like it's just moving through you. You know,
Yeah.
like so you get a chance to actually it's a gift, wouldn't you say that? Because
Yeah,
I
it
know
is
it,
a
I know
beautiful
it doesn't
gift.
feel, I know it doesn't feel
At the
like a
time,
gift,
it
but
sucks, right?
yeah, it sucks. Like you just want to fucking, you know, give everybody a bird, you know, like and go like it's your
Yeah.
fuck off, you know.
Fuck off,
But
universe.
seriously, yeah, you know, in the moment, because it's happening through you, you know, is that I felt
Yeah.
that yesterday when I was talking to my bank. I was like, fuck off, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And then today it all went in a completely different, because it made me, what happened yesterday with my bank was something very mundane, but it
Yes.
was about where I should
3D
put my
mundane
save,
world.
as well as you put my savings and blah blah blah. And turned out it was like shit show, and today it all turned out to be much better, you know. But it gave me 24 hours to think where I should actually put my focus when it comes to savings and also
Yeah.
investments, right?
Yeah, so you
So,
could you it it you see the gift, yeah.
but in the moment I'm using
It's
this, and this is
frustrating.
a very, very big, like it's a small like example, right, where there are
But
probably
it's
problems
relatable.
out there, but it's relatable. I mean, it's something that you can get over, you know. It's almost like that guy, I didn't get my coffee today, but it's sort of
I get
this
mad when I don't have my coffee.
exactly right. Everybody can relate to coffee, but it's like it was sort of the same. And then today, you know, the girl that I talked to at the bank, she when I called, and she was just like, Oliver, I really think we should do this and that and blah, blah, blah instead because of where your portfolio is and what we should do and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, thank you. Thank you.
Somebody
Finally, somebody
listened,
heard
usually.
me. Yeah. And I was just
It's
exactly.
interesting, Oliver. It don't it's so interesting, 'cause even the mundane, like I did that today, like something silly, like I just bought this new insurance, which I'm not thrilled with, but it is what it is. I just, I have those stomach issues, so I have to have insurance. God forbid I get sick again. And I just, they were supposed to send me my,
I
yeah,
know that.
you've witnessed it. Yeah.
I witness it. I was
Yeah, and it's like once my stomach goes, I wind up in the hospital for 10 days and rack up major bills. So I need insurance, right? I haven't had insurance since September. My divorce was final in September. But anyway, so I grabbed this insurance, and it's decent. It's catastrophic, right? So they didn't send me my ID card. So I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. And I gotta go to the walk-in medical because I have this, I don't know what the hell it is. It's like the cyst growing on my chest that's just getting bigger by the day. It's like a third boob. No, I'm kidding. But I'm like, I got to get to the walk-in medical. I got to get this thing looked at. And I have
Excuse
no
me.
insurance cards. So
You got a
I'm
third
too much
nibble
information.
happening?
TMI. It's just this cyst that just came out of nowhere. It's like ridiculous, right? And I got to go to a Christmas party tomorrow night. And of course, my dress was a V-neck. I had to get a different dress so it'll be covered. But anyway, I'm sitting there telling David, like, oh, I don't want to call them, and I can't stand doing these mundane things, and I wish there was somebody who could do this for me, and he's just looking at me like, get on the phone and call the insurance company already,
I fucking love David. I fucking love David.
He's like, he's a Leo. He's like, get the hell on the phone and do what you
No,
got to do already,
he's like he's literally like he's like right in front of you.
Yeah.
Deal with it.
There's no holds bar. He's Leo. He's like, get the hell on that phone. He's an Aries moon too.
Exactly.
He's like, get the f double side, double
I
fire, right?
so love him. I so love
It's hysterical.
it.
He keeps me on track. Like when I got to do things, he's like, get ready, let's go. What we're moving, we got to get moving, which I love him for because I'm a procrastinator and he just wants to get everything done, which is wonderful. But I decided I'm going to change my thought process on this. And I switched timelines real quick. Like, this is going to be easy. Nobody's going to give me any bullshit. I'm going to figure this out. They're going to give me my ID cards, and I'm going to be able to go to the walk-in medical, whatever the hell you call it, the urgent care, and everything's going to be fine. And that's exactly what happened. I got on the phone, and some lovely gentleman helped me, and it was over within 2 minutes. And meanwhile, I've been putting it off for 2 days because I don't want to get on the phone with the insurance company, because I'm like, I know it's going to be a bunch of bullshit. So, we have to remind ourselves, right? We just do. We can switch timelines. We really can. And then some of the stuff that, like when I was in the car and I heard Jay talking, like, I really just had to be with what was arising in the moment.
Yeah.
Instead of fighting it or being angry at myself and saying, I can't believe this old behavior of mine, this way of feeling, this insecurity, or whatever the hell was popping up for me. I can't believe that I'm back here again. I thought I had a hold of this, but before my brain could start marinating in all that bullshit, I just thought, you know what? Like, after I heard Jay's words, I just thought, let me accept what's arising in this moment. This is beneficial for me. This, I'm being squeezed. I'm being squeezed because I need to pay attention. I don't need to ignore this pain. I need to face it so I can level up. Because that's what happens to us when we think we've solved problems, or we think that we have changed certain behaviors or certain things that are going on in our lives, and they arise again. We have to remember that they're arising again, not because we did anything wrong, but because we're learning from a different perspective, a higher level. The universe is bringing us a higher learning, a higher healing, if you will,
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true. I
So,
totally agree with you
yeah.
know, and I can only speak from personal experience because of, well, I think I, with everything that's been going on in my life, like, I mean, it seems like there's always another chapter after the chapter that I thought was done. There's still a
Yeah.
chapter, and I still just go through it, and I'm looking at it going, you know what I've learned? Christina, and I think you helped me with that a lot because of
Mm-hmm.
what I've gone through over the past, I would say the past year probably. And it seems to have a continuing little bit of an effect, but it seems to be fading out. But one thing I've learned is that, and I think you reminded me of that, how resilient I absolutely am.
You're a Capricorn.
Well, I'm a Capricorn, yes, but you
Capricorn's
know,
the most resilient beings.
yeah, but it takes whether you are the sign or not, right? You know, it takes somebody close to your heart to remind you of that. And you said, but Oliver, you always get up.
You do, babe. You do. You're like a cockroach.
Okay. Oh, you
You
need.
really are.
Oh, shoot. That's why I love them.
I know you do. I hate those freaking things. But that's your spirit animal, the cockroach. That when the world would blow up, Oliver would just emerge from the rubble. Yeah.
So I'm a cockroach.
You're a cockroach, baby.
Well, who else would take a cockroach in their hands and set them free?
Oh my God. I thought that I would lose my ever-loving mind when I saw that giant cockroach greet us at the door. He pretty much said hello to us. And my first gut
Well,
instinct was, I'm gonna hit him with my shoe.
because he thought it
Yeah.
was me.
And when he saw me, he got really scared. But then when he saw you, he stayed. I was like, oh my God, you don't have a pet cockroach. You're like, I do. Yeah. I think you spoke Spanish to him and then he scurried away.
Well, like there was one that came into my apartment who didn't quite know me, and I was trying to be nice to him, and I said, "Well, how can I help you if you keep running away?"
And this is no joke. This is how he talks to bugs, even when they're flying around his house. He's like, hi, welcome. I'm
Yeah,
like, oh my
it really is.
God. I start
It's
swatting at it. Oliver's having a conversation.
that was like, look, even the birds outside, you know?
Yeah, they all knew. They all knew
They
where to
all knew.
come.
Seriously, they were like on my balcony, like, and they were so funny because you know my bedroom in with the balcony, right? And they would literally come up and stand and look at me because
They would wait. They want you to get out of
they were
bed.
staring. We're hungry now. Could you please get out of bed now? I was like, oh, you motherfuckers. Okay,
And
well,
I would think that
I
you were coming to the kitchen to join me for breakfast or have coffee, and you'd be like, I
nope.
gotta get the birds something to eat. I'm like, okay. I
It's
thought you were gonna eat with me. I thought you were gonna
so
make
true.
me
No, I have
breakfast.
to. No, I have to feed the birds.
Like, Oliver, let's go. We never really cooked in that house, maybe once or twice, right? Yeah,
Hysterical.
we rarely
Actually,
cooked. Or we would buy food that we were going to cook with good intentions, but we used to make a lot of grilled cheese, which was so delicious. Oliver makes I don't know what the hell he does to grilled cheese. I can't explain it, but it is so delicious. Yeah.
made with love.
Puts the ham in there and he uses the Danish butter. Oh my God. I still
Danish
do you
butter.
believe I still make that grilled cheese? I try to, make the same way that you do it, but it's not quite as good. But it'll do until I see
Oh, are you crazy? We are going to get the. You know what? Isn't
you.
that funny? So, the place that I left, my penthouse, has not been rented out yet.
Oh.
I had like an idea. I don't know what it hit me today. I think it's waiting for me.
Maybe. Did they renovate it? Do you know?
I don't know, but
It
if they
is
want me
nice
to
looking.
rent it again, they better give me a good deal. That's all I
Yeah,
can
they better
say.
lower the price on that. They got a little pricey with that place.
Well, they thought I was like just another gringo until I said I was not.
Well, I mean, if we think about it, the place that you lived in, if it was anywhere like in New York or California, forget about it.
That's true. That's
I
true.
mean,
That's true.
it was really very inexpensive, but for Mexico, it was high end. Yeah.
Well, I mean, like I had a palace, okay?
It's a beautiful place.
Oh, it was gorgeous. I miss it so much. You have no clue. I mean, every day I think about it and I think about my big king size bed and
I
my.
just got a movie of you trying to get my suitcase upstairs in my
Okay,
head.
that's.
I just saw that image of you, but holy shit, Christina, is there a dead body in here? Is your ex-husband in this bag?
You have to understand that Christina was staying in the top bedroom, like on the very top floor with the rooftop patio.
Yeah.
That was like four floors up, okay? If not five. And had to drag her suitcase with, I don't know, I think her dead husband was her dead ex-husband
He's
within there.
dragging the suitcase up the stairs, and I'm pushing Oliver. I'm pushing on his back to get him to move. This poor guy, I think his arm's stretched out to
But you
the
have to understand, this is like, I think that like listeners, they've heard our stories before, right? But it's
Yeah.
also what's very important is that it was also a very spiritual experience for us, right?
Yeah, for
And I
sure.
know that sounds like kind of corny, spurious, but it was because we managed to interact with a lot of different energies as we did all
Yeah,
this,
for
no?
sure. I remember the first night that I slept there. There were so many, don't want to call them ghosts because I don't really think that they were haunting the
Oh,
place.
no, that was a ghost. Her, I know her name. She looked after me. Her name is Clara. She's still at
Yeah,
the
and they have a
house and she wants me to come back.
she visits, right? And there was a man there too. I just remember
Yeah,
laying in bed and
there was a man. There was a man, yeah. But
they were
Clara
rushing
said that.
toward, yeah, they were rushing
Okay.
towards me, and I was like, no, not tonight. I need to sleep. Get out of here. And I just saw them walk away. I was like, bye. But do you remember that night? Oh my God.
Oh,
I don't,
yeah.
when we were out partying, we got home late, and then I don't know, I guess I went out on the rooftop, and I was just, I mean, it's just so breathtaking to be out there at night, and you feel the ocean breeze, and you have the mountains are there, the ocean is there, it's the city is lit up, and it's just such a surreal, I don't know, guys, what to tell you, but the energy of that place is just unmatched by anything else. Would you agree?
I would agree. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know what it is. Like, it's very difficult to explain, but I was standing there and I was probably sneaking a cigarette. And there I was looking, and all of a sudden I saw this really tall, I don't know what the hell it was. It had to be 12 feet tall. And I thought, wow, that is a huge statue of a man. And he had these, like, he looked like a Greek god or some kind of god. And he had these huge arms. And it was just this, like, stone color, you know, of this big statue of this man, and he was looking at me, and I thought, wow, that statue looks like it's coming to life, and it was kind of just looking back at me and getting closer and like walking on the balcony that it was on, and I was like, holy shit, what the hell is that? I got so scared, I almost tripped over my own feet running back into the house, and I slammed the door, and I was like, oh my God, I can't even lock the door, but he's not even real, so he can get in here if he wanted to. And I'm like, oh my God, I couldn't catch my breath. And we had friends over, remember? And one of our friends, our common friends, was there, Luis, and he was like, you look like you just saw a ghost. And I'm like, I think I might have. I'm like, I don't really know what that was. And he went outside with me and he's like, I don't see anything. And I'm like, I see it. I'm staring right at it. How could you not see it? He's like, I don't think this is one of those things that us common folk can see. I ran downstairs to tell you, you're like, Jesus Christ. You're like, yeah, Christina, they're all over the place. But jump to, I looked it up on the internet and it was like some kind of god that looks over Puerto Vallarta, like some kind of mythical god, right? Yeah,
Yeah.
it was crazy. It was crazy.
Oh,
I was
Puerto Vallarta is
just like,
very
whoa.
protected. Puerto Vallarta is so protected.
Yeah, it was one of the
It's,
ass. I don't know what kind of god it
I
was.
have no clue what's going on with Puerto Vallarta, but it's very protected.
Yes, absolutely. I would agree. I would agree. It scared the shit out of me at first. But once I was there with another person,
Which is
I
one of
was
the
really
reasons.
hoping.
Which is one of the reasons why that's where I want to go back to, you know, because it is
Yeah.
very protected. I mean, it's one of the most beautiful places to be
Bar
in
none,
Mexico.
some of the most friendliest people in the world reside there.
Yeah, that's true.
Friendly, helpful, just there's a lot of joy, you know? Yeah.
Yeah,
A lot
there
of
really
joy
is.
there.
I don't know how people do it, but they do it, you know, and they have no money. I mean, some of the, you know, where I lived with the
Yeah.
locals, you know, there was
Yeah.
no money, you know, but they just managed to smile and be happy and
It wasn't, they were just so grateful for whatever was in front of them. I feel like what we really were experiencing that we don't experience elsewhere a lot is people really embracing the moment and being grateful for what they have. You know, every time we got into a taxi or a Uber, he always had the big smile and, you know, 95% of the time. I mean, you rarely get an Uber driver that was mean there, right? But you really don't, you know, and everywhere you are, people are smiling and saying hello to you. And I think that they just, their culture allows for them to live in the moment, you know?
It's true.
Yeah. And it just, it's a wonderful place. It really is.
But bring that back to dimensions, because that for me was a different dimension that I
A
stepped into.
hundred, 100.
And I have had so many spiritual epiphanies there while I've been there, that I wouldn't have had anywhere else. when I went to Jalapa, and I took you to Jalapa.
Oh my God, we had so much fun when we were there. We really did. We had a really great
Seriously,
time there.
no, you were like so mesmerized.
Oh, it's so
I gotta
beautiful.
tell you, when you saw that waterfall and you saw how beautiful it was, I mean, it just made my day.
Yeah, you were like, I love seeing through your eyes right now because you've said I've seen this before, I live here, but I love experiencing this through your eyes right now, Christina. Because I was mesmerized by it. I was like, oh my God, Oliver, I started ripping all my clothes. Well, I had a bathing suit on underneath. I started ripping all my clothes off. I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea. And there was no public nudity. I started ripping up all my clothes off to get to my bathing suit so I could jump in the water. Oliver's like, okay, bye.
No, but seriously, it was like and it's just like the whole experience was amazing just to be able to experience that with you. And because Jalapa is one of my favorite places
Oh,
around.
it's just so serene and so beautiful. And I love the way the dogs just are wild and they just live in the wild. And it's not like here in the US, if you saw homeless dogs, you'd be like, oh my God, they're starving. They can't take care of them.
No, they're
It's
all
not
being
like
taken
that there.
care of.
Yeah.
Everybody feed them.
Yes. And they feed themselves. They hunt in the jungle and they live as they should live. They live in the wild. And they're not unfriendly. They're not feral by any stretch of the imagination. They're all very friendly. You know, they come up to you on the beach, and I mean, it's just that they're all swimming with you. It's hysterical. You're in the water, and this couple dogs jump in the water and join you.
Yeah, exactly. No, seriously, that has happened, and it's, but anyway, I mean, like it's just when we talk about dimensions, and I hope that the listeners understand that what we're talking about is stepping into different dimensions doesn't necessarily meaning that we step into a completely different,
Where the dead folks are.
Well, I don't know because people. What is your definition of stepping into a different dimension? For me, right now, it is exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah,
We're stepping into different worlds
that's
that
very
we're not
real.
used to, but it also happens on a much more esoteric level.
Absolutely.
But it doesn't
Absolutely.
matter. It's a different dimension, and how do we fit into that dimension when we step into it?
It's so true because, like, if you think about it, like, you've been in this situation, I'm sure, even in Puerto Vallarta, or anywhere, you're a world traveler, but you know when you have moved into a dimension that you don't belong in. You feel the energy. You know you don't belong
Absolutely.
there. And you're
No.
like, I got to get out of here. Like, I don't match the energy of the people that are residing in this world, in this timeline, in this frequency. And it's interesting because I moved from the North Shore to the South Shore, and it's much different. The North Shore is very quiet, it's more desolate. There's rural mail delivery. It's like there's you can hear a pin drop in my neighborhood, right? I'm by the water again. I'm on the South Shore of Long Island. It is very congested out here. It's very busy, it's more populated. I can feel when I come from the North Shore. I was just at my house last week, right before I went to closing, an hour before closing, I was in the house trying to get that cat out of there. And you could just feel it. Like even David said, like when we drive into this neighborhood, I feel the difference. You just feel it. Like you know that you're in a different dimension. You know that you're jumped a timeline. You know that you're in this whole other energy field, you know? And it's, I had to adjust when I came out here because of the busyness, you know, because there's a lot of traffic and there's, it's just different. It's a different vibration here, you know? There's more hustle bustle over here, you know? It's more, yeah, they're totally different. I had to adjust myself, but those dimensions that you speak of, they and it's interesting because that can fall into the category of quantum jumping.
Oh my
Because
God, seriously,
yeah,
that's going to be our
right?
next show.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about quantum jumping because
Oh,
really
you're
all that
coming to my
is,
show.
yeah, I'll come on your show. We'll talk about quantum jumping because right now in this moment, if there's something you're dealing with, you really can make a quantum jump into almost the future of it. I know that sounds crazy, but I'm going to leave you hanging on that. I'm not even going to explain that. I'm going to leave that for everybody to hang on and marinate in until we do the next show because it's a very interesting thing that is
I
very
have a
real.
perfect exercise for people to quantum jump.
Oh, nice. Maybe you could take us through that on the broadcast.
I will. No, next time when we talk, I will absolutely.
I would love to
I
do that with you.
will.
I would love to do
Yeah,
that.
we'll do that together, all of us.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll all have a
That'll
quantum
be in the
experience
new year,
together.
though. That'll be in the new year.
Yeah, we'll do it in the new year. It'll be a perfect jump start for all of us for 2025.
So, can I invite you on my show for the very first show on my show on Wednesday nights in the new year?
Absolutely. I would love to join you. We'll talk
And
about quantum jumping.
we'll
Let's
do the
quantum
quantum
jump,
jumping.
everybody.
Let's quantum jump, everybody.
Pencil it in. Do you know the date of the first show?
Well, I don't know when we are coming back because I on Wednesday, this Wednesday, Graham and I, we have our holidays, but oh, that's tomorrow. That's going to be the special, right? And then it's going to be live. So everybody, please tune in. It's going to be live. But I think that's the last show before everything
Before we
shuts
go
down.
on a little Christmas hiatus.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll
So it'll be the
find out
first
from
show
Jay.
in the new
Yeah, we'll
year,
find
I
out from
think.
Jay and Serena, and we will definitely keep you guys posted. You'll see advertisements because Oliver's, he's very good at doing that. Yeah,
I'll
he
get
fired
you.
his assistant, and he does better than her. Sorry, TMI.
Me
Oh
just
my
say
God.
that I have a lot of fun doing my graphic right now, and I'm being guided to do it. And we got the gatekeepers. Oh my God, the gatekeepers, they look like porn models. They were supposed to be look. It was
Ooh.
supposed to be, yeah, well, whatever. But yeah, well, they all been created because I had to go in and create the images. But the Seer Valhalla, he looks very very knowledgeable, and he's exactly what I imagine him to be. So and the way that I channeled him, and then we got the gatekeepers. They're a little bit more, but they would exactly, that's exactly what the gatekeepers would do. They would make fun of it, all of it. So that's that. But I'll reveal all of that. That won't come out until the new year. So
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of good things
but it'll be
coming.
but it'll be in the new year. I mean, it'll be the first show that I do in the new year. You'll be on, and we'll let's because
Yeah,
I
we're
think
gonna
that's a
quantum
probe that's
jump.
that'll be appropriate. Let's talk about quantum jumping.
Yeah, I love talking about quantum jumping. I haven't done a show on that in a long time, so that should be really interesting. And there's so many layers to quantum jumping.
Maybe you can just so like we can prepare for it, and then we'll quantum jump. Like seriously, like get your paraphernalia together, and then we'll quantum jump on my show.
I'll
Okay.
grab my suitcase and jump on over.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be
Absolutely.
amazing? Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah, it's totally.
How magical is that?
It's a lot of magic. I love it. Can you believe we're 7 days? Are we 7 days away from your birthday? All, you know, everybody, Oliver was born on Christmas Day. It's not Christmas, it's Oliver's birthday. Just everybody get that straight, all right?
It's not Jesus' birthday, it's my birthday. What I usually say to people, you know, I can't have you all over anyway, so you celebrate among yourselves.
You'll just allow them to do that because it's just too much for you, right?
It's such a burden, but I
How
mean,
was that growing up, Oliver? We have 2 minutes left, so I'm going to ask you that. How was it growing up sharing a birthday with Jesus Christ?
well, because we don't really, it's different in Denmark, right? Because we don't really, I didn't never knew that celebrating Christmas has anything to do with Christ, because
Really?
it's called Yule, and we celebrate
Oh.
on the 24th in the evening, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, no, my parents, they would always make sure that it was separated. Like, I had Christmas presents and birthday presents. So
Nice.
I never missed out on my birthday.
Oh,
They
that's lovely that they did that.
always made my birthday very special, which was like, you know, if I have to say anything about my parents, that they did right. You know, because I never felt that I was just part of Christmas. No, they always made my birthday feel special.
Well, that's a good thing. That's wonderful. I was
Yeah.
waiting for you to say that it was a bad experience because anybody I know that has a birthday on Christmas or Christmas Eve,
No.
they always say, "Oh, I got gypped."
Well, I can understand that over here, but because, you know, in Denmark, you know, as I said, we celebrate on the 24th in the evening, you know. So it's called
Yeah,
Yule.
absolutely. Yule,
Yule.
like a Yule log.
Yeah, that's it. We don't call it Christmas. We call it Yule.
Oh, that's interesting. Very, very interesting. I love that. I love.
You'll hear more about that on Ravens and I show tomorrow night.
Yeah, plug the show. So it's tomorrow night at what time?
Starts 6 p.m. Pacific and goes on for 2 hours.
I was going to say, you're both going to go into each other's show. That's wonderful. I'm going to make sure that I listen. I'm sure everybody out there is going to be listening as well. I love Raven. She is such an interesting
Oh my
person, isn't
God, I
she?
love it too.
Yeah.
Seriously, with Raven,
That brain, right?
anything can happen. I mean, I love it. It's
But
like,
that brain is.
but seriously, it's the same thing with you. I told,
Oh.
oh my God, who did I just say that today? I was like, Christina, she came to, I said, I love her because it was always about, you know, I don't know, okay, I don't want to do this now. Let's do this. You know, like, I mean, seriously, you were so like, oh my God, the air conditioner not working. I booked a hotel. Don't we go
Oliver, I woke him up from a nap. He's like sweating. He's like, "Darling, why is it so
there?
hot in here?" I'm like, "Because the AC is not working, and I booked us a hotel already. Let's
We're
go, pack a
leaving in
bag."
20 minutes. We're leaving 20 minutes. Okay.
Maya called an
So
Uber.
like she booked a her she booked an Airbnb in Miss Maloya. And we went there. I don't like it. Okay, we'll go back then. Okay. So it's like, it's just like you just follow the flow. But I can
Yeah.
tell you that brings so many adventures that you wouldn't have otherwise.
It's true.
You gotta just let
Gotta
it
go with
all
the
go.
flow. I'm a double Sag, so I'm just, you know, I'm all over the
And
place.
it's going to be so much more fun.
Yeah, we did have fun. We had a lot of
I
fun. And a lot of it was on the
love
fly,
you.
right?
I love you so much.
I love you so much too, sweetheart. And I thank you so much for joining me today. It was a really interesting conversation. I loved it. And I love doing these just, you know, jump on and pick a topic and just run with it, right? I think that those are the best shows to have because I feel like the spirit world just talks right through us. That's for sure.
That's for sure. And let's thank
Yeah.
Jay
Thank you.
because
Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Jay.
Jay's about to leave all of
Oh
us.
my God.
But
Yeah, but
we have a
he'll still be
beautiful
on
girl,
radio and
right?
he'll still be on One Two
But we have a
Listen.
beautiful girl right standing by.
We do, Serena. Yeah.
Yeah, Serena's right by us.
Yep, we got her. Jay didn't leave us flat. He left us with somebody good, that's for sure. And we appreciate that. And I appreciate you, Oliver. Thank you. We're running over. I think we're the last show anyway, but we are 2 minutes over. So I'm going to say goodbye, and I'm going to say goodbye to everybody and wish everybody a happy holiday season. And I hope everybody has an amazing rest of the week, and you get all your shopping done and things go smoothly, and if they don't, then oh well. There's still the next day to get it done. You've been listening to 1-2 Radio. We're definitely changing the way that you listen to the world. I'll see you guys back here after our little holiday break. Thank you, Oliver. Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Serena.